Thrones is back, everybody! What's the new Game of Thrones? She's in Dragonstone now. It's a cool set. They put a lot of work into it. Ed Sheeran is in Game of Thrones. It makes perfect sense. Game of Thrones is back. Ed Sheeran's in it. I think he might be a secret Targaryen. Have you watched Game of Thrones yet?
Nah.
What are your opinion of Game of Thrones right now?
Welcome to Shows What You Know About Game of Thrones. As we mentioned last week, we are on the road again. Like a band of Romani people, we go down the highway. And so Jim and I aren't... I was going to say we're not in the same place. We haven't actually been in the same place since 2012 was the last time I saw him. And as I'm recording this, I'm about to go see him in London tomorrow. So that's fun. But we need to get some Game of Thrones stuff out there real quick for y'all. And by real quick, I mean by the end of the week, just about when the next episode's coming out, which is in fact the final episode. How mad is that? Well, we're here to give some quick thoughts anyway on episode 5. It's a big one. I'm going to share my thoughts first, and in a minute, Jim is going to come in, and he's also going to bring us some feedback from our dear listeners. You could also send your thoughts. I mean, after the finale, what better time would it there be? Just send it to showswhatyouknowshow@gmail.com, and we'll include it in the discussion. Once again, that's showswhatyouknowshow@gmail.com. Now, on to the episode. Or rather, let me just talk generally. There's been a lot of videos coming out on the internet about Game of Thrones. Oh, everyone wants their say, right? What a bunch of bastards. Who would think their opinion on Game of Thrones actually matters in the grand scheme of things? Well, anyway, a lot of people have been making these videos on a weekly basis. And as I keep bringing up, I did make a video that was kind of popular. It just passed 1 million views on last season, talking about that. And I have been thinking, I am such an idiot. Like, why would I not make a video every week, breaking down each episode, doing the whole video essay thing? Like, I would, like, that would be brilliant. Of course, I should do that. But I've been waiting to form my opinion of the whole season. And I've been thinking, I don't really see a point to making a video on this, or I haven't felt the urge to, because the whole thought behind my original video was I thought there were just a few tweaks. Like, I saw what they were going for, but it was like, if you tweaked one or two things, it would just be so much better. It might not be perfect. Like, a lot of people went in and said, oh, you should change all of this and all of that, and, like, change it completely, and they're like, oh, my idea is so much better. And granted, that's part of what I was doing as well, but I feel that generally I looked at the season and I went, wait, why didn't you do this and this? Like, you can still have exactly the same structure, just tweak a couple of things, and it's going to be so much better. And I haven't really had that feeling this season until this episode. Episode 5, The Bells. The Bells has a lot of good stuff in it. And I think a lot of the general criticisms that people have can be not really justified, but it's like, it's very clear that a big part of it is that it's rushed. It could have maybe used a few more episodes to get to the same point. A lot of people have been saying that all season. I felt that as well, and last season, but it's not something that's bothered me so much because I've sort of been able to reset my brain in a way to think that, ah, this is fine. Like, so when it starts out and our friend Varys just, it does a complete cock up of doing a coup or it's and gets burned for it, I sort of have been filling in the pieces in my head for a lot of the storylines. Same with Jaime leaving Brienne up north. A lot of people are like, how can this be in the same episode? Fair enough. I don't blame you for feeling that way, but that's not really been, not honestly been my experience. So we have Varys getting burnt. I didn't really mind it. I mean, he made a play. It was really dumb. Like, what he did was stupid. But we've come to expect that from any and all advisors in this show. And that sort of carries us into the rest of the episode because, as we said last time, Daenerys' point of view, let's go get this city, makes a lot of sense, at least to me personally. But all her advisors tell her, no, 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 this is a horrible idea, because they can see the future, and they know that it's gonna, that they know she's insane, and we're sort of getting to it now. I really enjoyed the first 40 minutes or so of this episode, and I enjoyed a lot of the rest of it. But there's this part, and it's been brought up by literally everyone. So it's no shocker from me, but it is one of it's the worst thing. They did the worst thing in this episode, in my opinion. You already know what I'm talking about. Daenerys is on her dragon, and they've won the battle. The bells ring, etc. And she flies off. And as she flies off, I'm still with it. I'm with it 100%. Because she's looking at the Red Keep, and she's like, I'm going to go get Cersei. Like, her thought has never been, I fucking hate King's Landing and those peasants. It's always been, this Cersei bitch stabbed me in the back, and she's been fucking things up, and she burned my fleet and did all this shit, killed my friend. I'm going to go get her. And that's what you expect to see. And it makes no sense at all, as you know, that she just flies off and torches the whole city. People have been saying, like, well, she's Mad Queen. And it's like, yes, this brings us back to the main problem of the showrunners in general saying, this is the point we need to get to, let's go there. And it doesn't have to make sense, we just need to get there. It's like they looked at, I mean, this is probably part of George R. R. Martin's whole thing, so they had that as a roadmap. And also people saying, like, ooh, what if she goes crazy? And they play all these clips over the previous Leon of, like, oh, a Targaryen, every time a Targaryen is born, a coin's in the air. That doesn't justify this. There's a phrase that's been thrown around in criticizing this, saying that foreshadowing is not the same as character development, which I completely agree with. I see absolutely no steps taken to get her to this point. I do see, like, here's what I'm saying. I do sort of start to feel like I want to make one of these videos again, because it could would be such a minor tweak. You could literally cut the episode down and have her fly from that tower or wall, wherever she is, and go up to the Red Keep, attack the Red Keep, have her destroy the bits of it and everything, and that can cause all the sort of chaos and confusion and death on the ground level that we actually see. Arya can still run through the rubble because she's right there by the Red Keep. We can still see a bunch of destruction. They put in these wildfire explosions. I don't remember if that's supposed to be, like, the old king stashed that, or maybe Cersei did, probably, like, the mad king, because remember from Jaime's story from seasons ago? That could be it. Those can start going off. I don't know. Like, Grey Worm and his crew, they can start attacking as well. Jon can still see sort of the chaos of everything and start to rethink his alignment, but we don't have to have Daenerys flying over the city, destroying the city she came to claim, and the people in it. Like, she says, oh, let it be fear. I think it's really a big problem that she decides to do this, like, call me a cuck, but right after, like, Jon rejects her. Like, we are not in her brain in this episode. If you want to turn her into a villain, fine. I'm down for that. But having her indiscriminately go and just murder everyone, I want to be in her head. I want to see what happens. And they've did a shit job of showing it. They did terrible with that. If she's going to go evil, it's Game of Thrones. I know we have had evil characters, obviously, lots. But wouldn't it be a lot more interesting if we moved into the final episode and Daenerys did something questionable enough to turn Jon against her, but not enough that she's an absolute crazy monster, which is what they made her into? Wouldn't that be fun? Because wasn't the whole point of killing off the Night King that we got to enjoy the human drama of having these moral ambiguities and gray zones where it's hard to say who to root for? That's just how I felt about it anyway, because people have always said, oh, the Night King conflict isn't interesting because they don't have any complex motivations like other characters do. But then we move into this, and Daenerys is now the Night King again. Like, she's gonna die next episode, we know this, unless it's a really weird ending. Seems very likely that she's gonna die, and we're not allowed to feel bad about it. Like, we're not allowed to have them in an actually interesting conflict. We've moved right back to black versus white. And the only reason that Jon is a hero and that Varys worships him is that he's completely useless, by the way. This is a side point, but he's never done anything. Okay, seasons ago, yes, maybe. But, like, he has no brain. They write him like he has no brain, and he doesn't do anything. Because if you do something, it's a questionable act, one way or the other. If you decide to take a city or decide to do something, then you're taking an action, and the only way to remain pure in the eyes of this show, universe, world, and Varys is apparently to be the biggest wuss ever, not even be able to control your own army, and... yeah, I don't know. I feel weird about it. I feel a bit drained. I feel like it could have been so easily a fantastic episode. And you already know my main quibble, so just a couple of quick notes before I hand it over to Jim. This episode is visually amazing. It's fantastic. Which is, again, fuels my sort of, oh, what a shame if you'd only done this and that. But hey, I'm a cunt, so what can you do? The battle, I think people were slightly annoyed about the scorpions sort of being totally useless, those big crossbows after having killed a dragon, because it made it feel like that was sort of an artificial way to reduce Dany's fire power and get her in this position. But I honestly didn't mind. I was like, yeah, got a dragon, destroy them all. Like, this is what it should have been all along. When she blasts out the gate there at the start of the battle, that was fucking cool. The Golden Company getting completely annihilated, I did kind of expect it, but it was... really cool and satisfying. The battle, just in general, the flow of it, obviously visually, it's really great. It's good stuff. And then we get to the whole turning point. Well, let's not talk about it for a little bit. I will mention, when John Grey Worm and the Onion Knight were marching into the city, I was like, finally, this makes sense battle strategy wise because the king, okay, warden of the north, whatever, and his cohorts, they aren't at the front lines, which never made any sense. They're sort of waiting for the army to go ahead, and then they're marching up behind them. They can give orders, direct the battle. No, of course not. They just part ahead of them and let them go to the very front. Okay, fine. Jaime Lannister gets freed by Tyrion. It's a real deja vu type scene. Like, I think in my video about the previous season, I was like, Jaime should get captured again. And people were rightly criticizing that, like, do you not remember last time? And he's been captured, like, a bunch, and he's just been let go, and it's the exact same situation here. But I didn't really mind the scene there with Tyrion. They got to have a little last scene there. Oh, I did mind it as far as Tyrion in the previous scene, I think, literally being told, like, if you betray me again, I will fucking burn you alive, Tyrion. And he's like, yes, of course, my queen. And he just goes and does this. And the problem has always been that he's put his family ahead of everything else for no reason. And he gives he gives her another chance to get away. And it's like, this woman's tried to kill you all of your life. Would it be such a bad thing if you just kept Jaime in there and, you know, he'd be alive? Guess not. They do go and die, of course, in the crypts. I didn't mind it. Like, with the accelerated pace we're at, yes, of course, they gotta die. People have been bringing up this Valonqar prophecy. Guys, it's not in the show. It doesn't matter. Like, maybe people are trying to decode what's gonna happen in the books. Yeah, knock yourselves out. Valonqar prophecy is not in this show. If you're unfamiliar, that's where Cersei finds out how she's going to die, be killed by the Valonqar, which is Valyrian for little brother. And it's been speculation, who's the little brother? She's going to choke her. It doesn't matter. It matters almost as little as Euron Greyjoy, who we're not even going to talk about. So Arya and the Hound, they head in. They get to have this moment where they see it all falling apart, and the Hound tells Arya to give up the list, give up on revenge. It doesn't end well, Arya. And she buys it and heads off, which the whole movement of it is fine. People have said this needed more time and space, maybe like literally one scene of them together besides when they're leaving Winterfell. And I could see that. But honestly, I didn't mind it that much. And then the Hound fights the Mountain, or Varys, Darth Vader Varys. He fights Varys. He looks a lot like Varys. It didn't matter. Like, like we've always said, Clear Game Bowl had a time and a place, and the time passed. And then, I think in the after show thing where they discuss the episode, they're like, oh, everyone's so excited to see this. And I'm like, yes, some people, I guess, are, but what are the stakes here? Like, I don't know that this would have been better, but if they were fighting, like, where the Mountain was actually protecting Cersei, then it kind of would have mattered. Not really, because the battle was won, the keep was falling. Or maybe he's protecting Arya. That wouldn't really make sense either. I don't have a solution here. I'm just saying there weren't high stakes because the Hound has already said, I'm going in here to die, and I'm taking my brother with me, which is just what he does. And I'm not that invested because, like, the last time he even talked about his brother for real was when he was on the road with Arya, as far as I remember, when they're sort of sharing campfire stories of him, his face being pushed into fire. Yeah, since then it's just been, oh, I'm going to get you one of these days, when he goes up and faces him off in the previous season there at the council. So, I mean, it looked cool. A lot, this whole episode looked really cool. It wasn't as dark as the big dark fight we had at Winterfell, of course. So, yeah. It's just that one thing, really, because it makes me really disappointed. When I said I was excited and scared about what was going to happen the next few episodes, scared because they might fuck it up real bad, I feel like this is one of the big major fuck-ups, because it makes me way less excited to see next episode, because I think all the moral ambiguity has been stripped away, which was always one of the interesting things. Even though, yeah, I will grant you, most of the bad people in the show have been real bad people. But, like, it's also, we don't get to, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. She could do bad stuff and it could make sense. And we could get the conflict from that. But we didn't. And they said as well, I think, in the post-show thing, that they like to have sort of the view on the ground, so we don't have to see, like, we see the reaction, what's actually happening as a cause of this, rather than the big hero and the dragon, which is fair enough. But it completely detaches us from Daenerys as a character. Her choice to start doing this doesn't make sense. She keeps doing it. She destroys King's Landing, as far as we can see. And although I'm sure they'll come in next time and, like, half of King's Landing was destroyed, much like they lost half the troops against the Night King. But still, it's like, she came to, like, she was going to live there, right? In this city? And it's gone now, as far as I've seen. So that didn't add up to me. People have projected all sorts of interpretations into it, but I don't buy any of them. It, like, you can make up a reason. Much like I said, I filled in the blanks for myself. You can do that. But the show didn't do that for us, and it's a real disappointment to me. Jim, I think, is quite positive on the episode. I would like to say that I am, but there's just that one thing. We'll see what he has to say, though, right now.
Thank you so much, Jacob. Wow, that was some really insightful stuff. I don't know how I'm going to be able to top it, but wow, people. What an episode. You excited? Did you love it? Frankly, I really enjoyed it. I seem to be in the minority, but then you never know these days with the way the social media reacts, the echo chamber, if you will, of the Game of Thrones. Why have we wasted our life on this show? I say this was a very good episode. I'm in. Now, it might be, I mean, I don't know where to begin. Now, it could be that I've just resigned myself and I'm just ready along for the ride. But I feel like maybe some of the flip is some of the people that were kind of cool with episode 3 are down on this episode, and maybe it's the other way around, because I was really down on episode 3 because I had a bit more expectations as far as the Army of the Dead. I didn't really have much expectations around Cersei. I'm not even a Lannister fan or stan, if you will. At all. I've always been team anti-Cersei, somewhat anti-Jaime. I mean, I like him a little bit more. So I was completely fine with this. I was ready to see those characters go down. Because I've seen a common complaint. A lot of people think that Cersei should have had, like, a more badass ending, which I don't get where that comes from. I don't get, you know, Cersei's whole thing. Yes, she's very clever, if you will. Ooh, he's the cleverest person. I mean, she's a clever person. She knows how to play the Game of Thrones. She knows how to use people. But as we saw, she's easily taken down. I mean, the High Sparrow took her down, and basically she was done for. It's just the High Sparrow decided to trust her, I guess, in the same way that Ned Stark decided to trust her. It's when people decide to trust her that they fall. It's not like she's the Mountain or something like that. So I was completely fine. I didn't think she needed this big epic death. I don't know what people expected. Maybe a big cat fight in the Red Keep and she gets tossed down in the fire. But I'm jumping ahead of myself. Let's first, I would say this episode as a whole, beautiful. I mean, there was a lot of discussion earlier in the season, of course, as far as the view. Was it too dark? Were there too many Starbucks cups? I feel like this one kind of delivered in the visuals. I mean, so many great shots, whether it be the dragon going through the city, Clegane Bowl, come on. There's that shot when they're facing down on the staircase. The dragon flies by in the background with fire. I guess it's fan service. It's a heavy metal album cover, but it completely worked. I mean, I'm jumping ahead as well. Varys at the beginning here, I mean, I guess it's a nice setup because Varys has to die. It's not out of the ordinary that Daenerys would kill Varys, but, you know, she burns him alive. It's a painful, horrible way to go. I guess this is what I was supposed to think when the Tarleys got burned up. Although I didn't think that because I thought the Tarleys were jerks. I didn't care. But this is Varys. Varys has been there since the beginning. But he was filling out his little notes, sending out his little birds. So we'll see where that goes in the finale. The big thing, of course, is the choice that Daenerys makes. Is it fully earned? Now, I see a lot of people online saying that this has been telegraphed from the beginning, and I guess sort of. I think it's quite a leap to talk about crucifying slavers like in an eye for an eye type fashion. Like, it's not like she came up with the idea, like, all right, let's crucify these slavers. She had to walk, or, you know, they walked with their army to the city, and they saw, what was it, 100 and something people just crucified on the way. So it was like an eye for an eye thing. It was more of a revenge thing, and I get that's what revenge leads to the dark side, hate leads to anger, whatever you want to say. But I think there's still quite a leap from, you know, burning up soldiers, crucifying slavers, to then destroying a city for fun, killing innocent women and children for fun. I don't buy it either way. I get it on paper. It's a fine climax to go with this character. It's a very Game of Thrones-esque switcheroo where the hero all along has been the villain. And when you really think about it, there are things there. Daenerys loses everyone close to her. She's in this strange land. She's in the land of the... this is the place that destroyed her family and wanted her dead. So those things, I get it. They are there. I just don't feel like we've seen it in this character in the buildup. I think part of it is because they were probably a little gun-shy with the Daenerys character in pretty much all the seasons almost. They didn't want to show that darkness because, yeah, again, I guess it was about this twist and it was that she was supposed to be the hero. I don't know. When you think about it, it's there, but I feel like I have to do some of the lifting for the show. I'm not saying it needs to be fully telegraphed where you predict it. I just don't know if the show put in the proper work. But man, was it great. Because there's definitely a point where I was watching it and I couldn't hear what they were saying when the people were yelling for the bells. So I had to like rewind it. And I'm like, holy shit, there's like another hour left in this still. What's going to happen? So I don't know. I was, again, maybe I've resigned myself that this is the journey. Let's just sit back, go along for the ride. But I thought it was great. You know, we got the Jaime Lannister, Tyrion stuff. Again, I mean, this is it's a little far-fetched, but it's like poetry. It rhymes because we got Tyrion freeing Jaime from his capture. But it was a little too easy. Like, hey, go away. Go away, guards. I said so. I don't know about that, dude. In a way, Tyrion is kind of right, at least. Oh, that was what I was going to say about the Daenerys thing, is that instead of showing it, or at least hinting at it a little bit more, we just saw characters saying it's going to happen. And I didn't, since I didn't understand why they were thinking that, I didn't get why they were saying it. I guess that's what tipped their hand a bit. Why do these characters keep saying this? And then that's what we get. And of course, I mean, the dragon now is kind of, he didn't have armor like everyone thought. There wasn't an army of mysterious secret dragons, like the theory said. It was just, she just flew real fast. That's all he had to do all along. We thought we had this danger with the dragons now and these scorpions, but who would have thought? All he had to do was fly fast and dodge the arrows. But it's fine because it all built up to the Golden Company getting destroyed, which I loved. It was so great that they kept talking about these stupid soldiers for hire and how, like, uh-oh, she has an army. And they kept showing this stupid guy that doesn't have a line of dialogue. And then he just gets lit up immediately. That was awesome. So, I don't know. As a whole, I'm pretty positive. From what I've been reading online, people pretty bummed out. A lot of Daenerys stans out there are bummed. A lot of Cersei stans out there are bummed. But, I mean, hey, welcome to Army of the Dead stans. We're all bummed together. It's that meme where everyone puts their swords in where they're sad. It really, I mean, I've been thinking about this a lot, and a lot of people have talked about, well, maybe the other dragon shouldn't have gotten killed in the last episode because it would have gotten killed in this episode, and then it would have made more sense why Daenerys goes on a tear. But I think that's the point. The point is that she's not doing it because people, like, she sat on the throne and everyone said, boo, or she got her dragon killed in battle and freaked out. The point is she sits there and sees that they surrender and makes a very specific choice to do this. I think that's very deliberate. I think that's obviously very important. Is that, you know, I guess she's a crazy lady. And I don't mean that in the, a lot of the criticism is that, ooh, once a woman gets a little piece of power, she goes mad. I don't think that's true for this show because Daenerys has had power at this point for the majority, or at least half, if not the majority of the show, at least half of the show, she's had power. So it's not like she just immediately flipped a switch. We've built to this point. It's in her blood, I guess. It's not in Jon's blood for whatever reason, because he was raised by Ned Stark, who's a great man. But yeah, I do like that they didn't have, that they, whether I think they earned the choice or not, I like that there isn't an out. There's not an out if you like Daenerys and want her to be a hero. You don't have a moment where she, even Missandei, like, she doesn't see her die in battle and then she freaks out. She's already won. She's killed all the soldiers and she gets to perch and hear the bells of surrender and still say, fuck it. Fuck this place. I thought they wanted me here, or, you know, I was destined to rule it, but now I'm going to tear it down. I mean, obviously went a little bit overboard. She's like flying around for 4 hours, burning everything down, killing her. I mean, they should have been showing her kill her own soldiers. She must have been killing her old soldiers, right? Because it didn't feel like she was like, oh, nope, there's Grey Worm. Don't blow a fire there or this building up. I'll knock the one next to him down. She's knocking over every building. The Arya Stark and Sandor Clegane scene I thought was great. Didn't have a problem with it. I thought it made sense. And I thought Clegane Bowl was great as well. Again, that shot when they're on the stairs and the dragon flies by in the background. So great. I mean, Euron is just Euron. They didn't make him cool in the end. I mean, I guess as someone had pointed out, he's one of the few Game of Thrones characters to die happy. That's not something you see a lot. I mean, I guess he died happy in his delusion. And yeah, I mean, it was just another plot convenience. He happens to be coming out of the water as Jaime Lannister is still sneaking back. Seeing the Dark Maester, what's his name? I don't know, seeing him getting tossed and his head cracked, that was great too. I don't know, there's a lot to like in this episode, I feel. I think this is a good battle, Game of Thrones episode. Again, I'm kind of with you, I don't know if they fully earned the Daenerys choice. I think the Cersei stuff was kind of in line. I still don't really fully get the pregnancy angle. I mean, I get it now that it was to somewhat change how, I guess, Jaime and Tyrion felt about Cersei and that give her some sort of piece of hope and maybe make her more steadfast in her choices. Although I feel like Cersei would do the same thing whether she had thought she had a baby on the way or not. She wasn't going to give up the throne. But my big problem with it is, at least in my opinion, I don't feel like anyone ever believed it because we're like, oh, it's Cersei Lannister. What's she lying about now? Why is she lying about this pregnancy? So I could never buy into it as a plot point or a character-driven plot point because we just assume it's a scheme. But I feel like her end makes sense because she doesn't have anyone to protect her. She's in basically denial that as long as she's in the Red Keep, she's safe. And I guess that even ties back to the High Sparrow and how she had to go on that march and she kept looking to the Red Keep. I just need to get home. I just need to get through this. That's where I'm going to be safe. No one can get me there. I mean, I have a mountain of a man. I have an army. Then you don't have anything. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what the hell the point of Bronn is at this point. He had that terrible scene last week. And I guess he's still going to try to kill Tyrion, maybe that was Bronn's last scene. Wow. What a fitting end to a great character. Who would have thought, what kind of crazy person would have said to kill Bronn last season? What a dumb, look at all this great payoff we've gotten with him this season. What a dumb suggestion. So no, yeah, that's just kind of a quick take where, Jacob and I, when we get back in, we'll kind of break down of this episode. And I mean, of course, the finale once that airs. I thought all the Arya stuff was good. I mean, it kind of definitely telegraphs there's the obvious Jon Snow has to take out Daenerys, the Mad Queen. But I mean, Arya Stark has got a firsthand point of view of the carnage and the wreckage and the innocent lives that were lost. And we know she's killed the Night King, so what is it to kill the Mad Queen? I mean, that's kind of set up pretty well either way. I mean, I guess it's because I'm Team Stark. I've been Team Stark since the beginning. I know that's an easy thing to say, but it's not an easy thing in practice because you got all these people rooting for Cersei Lannister, rooting for Jaime Lannister. You're not Team Stark, okay? You're not Team Stark like me. So with Team Stark, this is our episode. We're about it. We're about seeing these other people be like, yeah, you're not a Stark. You're not fucking good, Daenerys. Targaryen, you're a Targaryen piece of shit. Given Jon's a Targaryen, but he's got that Stark blood. That ice is cooling out that fire, if you will. So yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm sure a lot of people were disappointed. Actually, let me pull up. Did get at least one email. I don't think Jacob has read it, so I'm going to read it. Actually, we got two. I'm just going to read one of these here. From Jake, fuck you, fuck everyone. This show fucking sucks. I hate you both, and I hate Jim, but I hate Burrows even more than I hate Jim. I can't believe I like this dumb fucking dragon show for even a second. I'm such a fucking idiot. Just want to get my initial thoughts out. Maybe they'll change in a day or two. Now, I think that's very extreme. That's very, obviously, that's an extreme. You know, you're a dumb person, Jake. I liked it. We did get Eddie also. I'll read Eddie's. This is one of the best episodes for me. I really like this spectacle and just fucking everything. There's a ton of emotional impact. Second, the Euron. I mean, he's not spelling this stuff right. I guess I can't blame him. The Iron Islands leader is the most consistently written character. Just wants to fucking be the best dude. Really meet. I don't know if he's trolling here. So moving past that, where's everything located? I thought the King's Landing was between Winterfell and the old Targaryen keep. What are you talking about? Why do we keep walking past King's Landing? It's on land. What are you talking about? Why do we even use boats in the first place with no defense? So I guess the plot armor was put on Rhaegar, the dragon, because he's sure fucking up those crazy deadly arrow boats. No, it's Drogon, first of all. Oh my God, why am I reading this email? Then 9/11 happened. Everything was on fire and everyone was dying. That was really impactful to me, and having Arya walk through that hell really made it work. I agree with that. I agree with this dumb person. Sorry, Eddie. We have the woman who killed the White Walker in true terror going through hell and no one can do anything to stop it. I do agree with that. It's this incident that to me follows Martin's view that fantasy should focus on the true aftermath to fight a horror. It's great we were destroyed the ring. Oh shit, the Shire got raided, everyone died. I don't know, it just works for me. Dany killing the innocent people was fine to me. All her friends are dead and Jon won't fuck her. You're being really crude, my dude. He's going to fuck it, and burning the kingdom to the grounds was terrifying. Clegane Bowl was whatever. Thank you, Eddie. I agree with some of it. I disagree with some of this. As I said, you know, Jacob was very astute in all of his points. If he didn't like it, he's wrong, though, much like Jake Sprague. Me and Eddie are on the right side of history as we go into the series finale of what some people call the greatest show ever made, Game of Thrones. So as you know, winter is here.